This morning I'm turning to the book of the Revelations, chapter 21. Revelation 21, and I'll read to you verse 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whosoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. This is a passage, a text for our thinking this morning. And our subject is, will God accept you in heaven? It's a kind of question. Will God accept you in heaven? And okay, yes, if I can say again, you know, the FFP, Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. That was a say. Now, the Bibian who have been to me, Apo, Namia Himanimu, the Asai, the Oyumuye, and the Ayan Pro, Namu, that show would do what in Qua Humanimu, Jamano, and Qua Humanimu. And generally, I've been home and I've been somewhere. Yeah, I did not say, if you said, and me say, Yanko Pong, or say, and rather say, or did he pay for having Obakubiana, also Obakubiana, someone, the Avenger of Nanope. And in the beginning of this chapter, Apostle John received a vision of the new heaven and earth, and he recalls to us, he tells us in verse 1 to 2, Revelation 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. We cannot look at the whole chapter, that's why I pick a portion which really, helps us to think through the whole chapter itself. And the Apostle John, Sani book here, Revelation, that chapter way, also on your Niswadihun be. Now, Niswadihuno, Efa, a successful frony, a sofa fra, a rade, Sir Oboa, or Great Bathroom. Also, who sells frony, a sofa frony, a successful frono, Nasasi, a tissue, and then destroy the Echimu Koye. Nana, could be a pumponis as a useful frony moon. Also, on a John. A growing air conquering New Jerusalem, say, fee, a rather whole eye, strong him more air, but I actually share to say, I afford the command with me. And before I move on, the picture in the chapter, verse 1 and 2, has to do with the church of God. See, the church of God is pictured as the holy city in New Jerusalem coming out from God, believers in Christ. John, the account of verse 1 and 2, no, a picture, how they train and hoop on that story. Okay, so to go on with our content, as I said, upon John's vision, he had a vision. God gave him this vision, but then before we go on, his vision, you know, it's not like what people call visions today by this false prophet, which are mere speculations of their fancies. And that's what I would say, because what they claim to be visions and prophets from are not. John's prophecy, vision here, he didn't just sat down and slept and imagined. It was a figment of his imagination. See, what people call prophecies today are just figment of their imagination. God, if God spoke to anyone, it would be for all his church. You see, as I always say, if you go to churches today, one church will receive kind of revelation, another will see kind of revelation, God is not a God of confusion. All that he wants his church to know, to let that vision come from, and he has given all that we ought to know in his word. So John's vision here is not like any other, because people think, well, God gave visions and dreams to people, to prophets, so that he gave his, through that he gave his will or expressed his will for man. And what God did in the old, in the past, is not what people claim to do today. What John is telling here is a what? a revelation from the God of truth. It was a revelation from God, the God of truth, about the end of this world and the ushering in the of the new world of blessedness. You see, the eternal world of blessedness. And that is what John had here. Dear John, and it's why you are John, who are here. The American, yes, or that, to say now, so a commission for about one more story also when you hear each of you, or see if you're ready or you can't, someone, no, la, if we say anything, you know, what's them now. You can't eat your Bible more. You eat your, and you may have a new cry, okay. Ah, and so sad. See, I mean, when people think they have visions and dreams or whatever, it can be this or that. God is not God of speculation. God is a God of truth. Whatever God has said, that is it. God will never want us to think, what is he saying? No. Even those his revelations that are in pictures and types, the Bible explains for us. At least we have the understanding. So God will never give a vision and or a dream to somebody and the people think, oh, okay, if we do that, this will not. Oh, no. What God has said is the truth. See? So here we have John receiving a revelation from God through vision. I mean, there's a picture kind of revelation given to him. But then, as I said, it's about God, how he will end this world will pass away and he will usher in the new world. John, in his way, if I am going to pray, what kind of means maybe I see the more for now or the reassemble from Abba. You know, whenever, I mean, I don't know of you, if you reflect on the blessedness of the world to come, I don't know how the joy comes to your heart if you're a true believer. If you sit down and just think of this world and all the troubles we have in this world, and you think of all the words in the Bible concern God, the words that concern, I mean, describe this city, yeah, the word of God of truth. Everything he has said is will come to be as it is. The same God who said, and it was done, when in creation, he just spoke. He said, let there be light. There was light. The same God is telling us that he's going to make a new world. You see? The American said, so we are Christian. We are Jedi. Now it's not. Now it's not. Now it's not. Now it's not. So we are so from the back. Ah, who being in some work out for him. Now it's not. We are seeing what? Now we are Christian. Sir, we are from a man. A DJ power. If we say, yeah, someone, a day, so you see, it's a wonderful thing to think. Now, the man here, the crying say, if you go for any prayer for, if it was told us by a man, would have been joyful, no matter how true it may be. But then, so long God has told that there's going to be a new world. So the people live in their life in this world as if all that we have is this world, and all the ambitions of people and even so-called common Christianity we find today, churches, people starting building churches, is to help people to live in this world, to be successful in this world, to have, I mean, big businesses and marriages and whatever. No, it is not about that. This world will pass away. Whatever you make out of this world will pass away. Yourself, nobody will live forever in this world. Even before this world passed away, we shall all come. I mean, we one day live out of this. I think recently I think there was a conversation. I asked a friend, you know, when you buy a land and you register it, they say that when the land will expire, the lease will expire, at least 99 years, whatever. I was asking your place, what is the time of the duration? I think he said 99 or something. And I said, wow. But I asked him, do you know that by 90 years, you and I will not be in this world? Maybe our grandchildren will not be in this world. I said, yeah, that's it. So that we don't know what to happen if whatever the lease. So I told him, where you are, so the landlord, his great-grandfather, I mean, they'll meet maybe your great-grandfather. I was just thinking, I said, yes. So they started the document, but we will not even be there when that time comes. You see, how short our life is, and how we need the truth of God to direct us. And how wise we are even in this world. Because even in our shortness of time, how we fumble and we really live in a life of sin until we are saved. Until we come and repent and trust the Lord Jesus Christ and changes our heart. And we begin to have a new purpose in this life. Beyond that, all that we live in this life, and I remember I again told a friend that, you know that even let's say you are around 40 years or 50, you build the house, the probability that you may live in 20 or less than 20 years and you die. They say, yeah. Because most people die around 50 to 70, I mean, in that range. And because we're thinking about how people, I mean, people will sell a land, and people, I mean, the litigation and all that, the struggles, how many years? But then that's the world we live in. The few time we have is full of trouble. The few time we have, you see, that is why it is important to reflect on the world to come and to see if we are able to be there. Because else we will just be a losers living in this world, you see. They make an say, oh, she, a problem, how near there? And who can pass every day? That change, if you ask, never ban every day. If you ask, where we are, how on qua, young request, also, how on qua, and it's here. So they make an answer, say, somewhere, say, we'll be told more, we know, we are, for tonight, saying, would you country? Then because I die, we'll see ya, if you ask, and I'll be telling. So, if you ask, how on qua. So this revelation about this new world, the Lord Himself also testified of John's words in verse 5, and he said, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. These words are true and faithful. There are a few times the Bible will speak of this is a faithful saying, and these are words that are true. And this, the new world to come, it is sure to come. Whoever disbelieves this, is making fool of himself. You see? It is the truth which can never be changed. It's the same truth as we are told that one day we'll come to die. Who dispute that, you see? So for my purpose this morning, I'll observe two things from the text, verse 27, and I'll read to you again. And there shall in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whosoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. You see, the mercy of God, the goodness of God is that He will not tell us of the new world to come, heaven, and just live it there. He will tell us who and who can be there, who cannot be there, so that each one of us will seek the way that we can be there. God is so wonderful that also, God will never tell us something and just live it there. That concerns our destiny. So, I will break it this into those who cannot go to heaven, and those who can go. Their description is given to us in this one verse here. Again, I repeat myself. Even it is a sad thing to think that many who claim to be Christians are not concerned for heaven. Even some who come, if you see that they may be genuine Christians. If we are concerned for heaven, it will shape our life each and every day. It will shape our thinking and how we do things, how we relate to people. Each and every day, our life, it will be in our mind. And sometimes I wonder if they are genuine believers in Christ. Heaven, I mean, that song says, heaven is our home, earth is our heart. Like we are on pilgrimage on earth. That is what it is. Heaven is for those who delight in it. I cannot delight in a place and I'll go there. And especially if you don't delight it, those also have made the right preparation for it. We have many who, well, they wish to be in heaven, but they are not careful. They don't care to prepare for heaven. No, for heaven you cannot wish without preparing. Else the day will come, you can't be there. The new world are for those who wish for it and who are what? Preparing towards that. You see? In this new world, it is a place where the glory of the saved is the ultimate. When the Lord saves us from sin, yes, we have been given that blessed new nature, which really gives us joy even on earth in the Lord. But then, our ultimate joy and glory is in this new world. Why? Because peace and joy in this world will never depart. You see, the peace to have that peace of mind and to be so happy without an end. Just imagine. No breakage for sorrow, no breakage for disappointment, no breakage for failures and losses as we have in this world. This world, joy and peace people think to have and want to spend their life for, it is constantly interrupted by our own sinfulness and its miseries. Then also, if we are still more in Egypt, I say, we ask no other banner. And only, I'm going to say, 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 any journey as from Jia and Chemunko. So, a ho, any journey as from Jeno, Bibian Bessini, why? I did be any journey as from Jay. Now, the two we are seeing who we are seeing any journey of performance or move, we are seeing a journey, if we are seeing some so many are JBA, we know we need to buy a phone. How did she? I record it. You're born in crack time. JBA born in such a. The DH is a. Any area, any how in the DH in regular. Some of you guys here, but people don't want to believe it. This world, temptations to sin is always pursuing us. Disappointment, distresses, illnesses. And our daily troubles. You, this one leaves you, another comes. This one leaves you, another comes. Each and every day. Ask everybody. That's how it will never stop to be done. Nobody is free from this. Even when you become a believer, you are not free. The difference is that you have the grace to bear them. And that you are given a new hope that this is not what you are going to be forever. God will change your state and make it glorious in the world to come. And indeed, you begin to live for the purpose of your being in this world. That's a joyful thing when you become a Christian. But the troubles of life will never leave us. But then you begin to discover the purpose of life. So when we don't be a Christian, we are saying how we are in the Ekekano, and we are going to be a Christian. We are going to be a Christian. And we are going to be a Christian. And we are going to be a Christian. Oh, say we are saying how we are that thing. We are going to be a Christian. So you see, the believer, the Christian, the one who is genuine in Christ, is blessed even in this world, because many in this world are troubled, and they have nowhere to seek true happiness, because they are chasing this world, and they think that is what you give. God has said in His word that if we give ourselves to this world, we will be disappointed. There is nothing in this world. There is nothing for us. You see. So I'll go to the two things I want to observe. Firstly, those that cannot go to heaven, the first part of our verse is, and then shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie. It's so clear, given to us the character of those who cannot what, those who defile. And you know that The main hindrance to those who cannot enter into this new world, heaven with God, is sin. That is it. It's sin. It's sin. Again, before I go on, you know that this prosperity and what the health I mean preaching. Well, they will tell you that when you are prosperous in this world, then you are blessed. But look at what we are being told here. Our trouble is sin. The prosperity of this world cannot take you to heaven. It's sin. You see, God wants us to be away. You know that naturally all of us are defiled with sin by birth. Sin defiles us, makes us impure, makes us unclean before God. If you are seeing me,
Asasi su boni haye se yan fe irade nsu yan fe yan fe iran shi mu anje yan kono nsu yan kuma na se on fa ni mo jan okuru ye ho a daachi nsu no ye be ko bu sam je yenya ni yan kupon ni fa yenya e yen ni nya bibia yenya jina bibia o ni and as I said naturally we are all defiled with sin. You see, ye wo ye ba wi ase ya boni na ye dia wo ye. And then our thoughts, words, and actions are also full of sin. Each one of us, we know our sinfulness. And in this state of our sinfulness, we cannot go to heaven. See, it's not that if you are aware of one, you cross your body, see, that's why there's a need for the new birth. And then, we are from.
This is what the Lord Jesus Christ reminded Nicodemus. You see? He said in John chapter 3, verse 3, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the..." Sorry, I'm reading. "Except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven." See? "Except a man be born again." This is what he was telling Nicodemus. He told him, Nicodemus, remember when Nicodemus came, he asked him, well, when he asked him a question, the Lord Jesus Christ asked him, "Are you a teacher or a ruler in Israel? You don't know these things?" Because the Bible teaches us that we need to be changed from the Old Testament. And even the New makes it clear to us. In the writings of Ezekiel, because he will change people's hearts so that they can obey. This thing, people have to be born again. To ask him, "Don't you know these things?" Because Nicodemus was surprised to hear that he must be born again. You see? As God, the Lord Jesus Christ told, you must be born again before you can enter. In the state of our sinfulness, God will have nothing to do with us. Yes, the general good which he gives to the world, we may have as the world of the things of this world. But to have fellowship with him, to become his child, and to be his, and to become one of his people who are marked for the world to come. No, you can't. You have no access to that. Opportunity for you there. You see, it's a serious matter. And you know that this new work is God's work alone, to be changed from in our heart, to be born again, so that we have that new nature where we love God and his word, we begin to face him, and then we just want to live for the glory of Christ alone, because we have believed in him, we have put our life into his hands. It's the work of God alone. For us to come to this, the way we will say, "Oh Lord, not my will, but thy will." It's the work of God alone, where we realize that every sin is against God, and we don't want to live a life of sin again. And every sin becomes our greatest burden than even the whole earth being put on our head. This is the work of God. If God do not do this work in your heart, you may claim to be born again, but you be lying. You see, it's the work of God alone. God must work in our heart. The Holy Spirit must have to do this gracious work in your soul. He must change us. He must give us a new power to think, a new power to love, a new power to live. The power against sin, the power of holiness, he must give us. To be regenerated, to be born again, brings us the power which we don't have. In Romans, we are told that in time that we were without strength, moral strength, spiritual strength. When we cannot obey God, we cannot love him as we ought. We ought to love God with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our life, but we cannot. You see? But the new birth brings to us this the lost glory of man. When God created Adam loved God without any question. When sin came in, even when God was coming, Adam was running away, is that not so? And if every sinner is always running away from God, because the more we don't want to obey him, the more our distance. It's a serious matter with us. You see, we need that spiritual birth so that our defilement with sin, our abomination, working of abomination, and our living a life of lie where we are hypocrites will be taken away. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, when he died for this purpose. You know that the Lord promised this new birth for those whom he will save by faith in Jesus Christ. Those who will come to Lord Jesus Christ and trust in him. Those that he will save to himself. He promised to do this for them. In Ezekiel chapter 36:26, look at what the Lord gave for us. He said that, "And a new heart also will I give you." Actually, this was referring to Israel and how God will bring them back to their land. But it's spoken about that spiritual work, this particular verse. Spoken of that work which you do in the believers who they would really love him. And that's the new birth. God doing this in the hearts of the people is the new birth he's talking about. "And a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you an heart of flesh, and I'll put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statute, and you shall keep my judgment and do them."
God said, He will cause you. Am I a child of God? Am I born again? God said, He will cause me. He will not force me, but then the spirit that He gave me, the new nature He gave me, I cannot do that but to obey Him. You see how I'll be conquered. By and by, my soul will be conquered. And then I cannot do that to just yield to the spirit. You see? So it's not that God will drag people. No. He will bring us, bring us our heart and mind to the point that we just want to obey Him. You see? And that is why we are born again. We just want to obey God's word when we hear. And you know that if we see our sinfulness and how indeed we are as sinners, no one will dispute that we need this gracious word to be part of God's people. Because until we can sincerely obey God, then we'll have that heart. Not that a believer will never sin, but no, the person's life is that he just wants to obey God. You see, he just wants to love God. He just wants to know more of Him and to live for His glory. This comes to us when we are born again. When we have been changed from our former state of rebellion against God. You see, the Ekan said, "Yanku Pawa promises said, 'One more hour, now Christ will spend your money on obese some akuma among.'" The Ekan free prophet Ezekiel. Now your prophecy Ezekiel. Yanku dema Ezekiel. See now, obemo omo akuma fufro. Obemo omo home. I mean, soon fufro. Now Samson as some akuma na yes say buonoa. Enti na sem. No man say mercy di pa akuma ayi hunam. Na or Asanso, also on the human metro moon. No, our household, I asher won't say, Omo nam, not fine. No, also, more than Omo did not send so, no meeting. So, wait, no, I can say, I hope once a sire Kuma. Nasser, on tea, on face, used to move down tea, and when you rain shake used to move to a warmer one year. Nasser, who's answer standing by, you to me, didn't you want some? Also, honor by your mind. Or be on tween yet. So, that, eh, yeah, the idea more be already going in. My question to you is that, are you born again? Well, would you hear me now? Okay, you want to win your Albufrayan? You hear me this one? Are you born again? What is your attitude to sin? I'm not speaking about maybe the big things we talk of, maybe adultery, maybe stealing. No, be pride and envy. The temptation to just be bitter and the hatred and all sorts of anything that makes us make you want to do evil. Every suggestion that wants you to ignore God's word. Some things are not commission, they're omissions. I don't pray. I don't know the word of God. But my duty as a man, as a human being, is to know God. I don't know Him. It's sin not to know God. Me, yeah, I want to say, we are my baby, I say, and Michelle said, me who ready? Me who not say, I'm a team. Me, you shall know me who know, I have one. If you say, me, tenacity, what I have for my baby. If I live and don't seek after God, it's sin not to seek after God. If you bring Him, if you say, well, my baby, but maybe we have to seek to Him, we have to seek Him. You see? And if we go to the book of Acts, Apostle Paul, chapter 14 or 17, Apostle Paul was talking to the Athens or in chapter 16 or Athenians, but I don't know if the same place. But he said that God has done so much good to the world, He's still doing good to the world, the seasons, the blessings of worldly things, so that men should think of it and realize and to think of how they can seek this God and to realize how they live a life of sin against Him and if they can seek Him. But what happens to us? After all that we enjoy, we live against this world. It's sin. It's ungratefulness. And that's what every sinner is. So you see, what is your attitude to sin? Have you ever come to love the Lord Jesus Christ and His commands above your interest in this world? Up at the point that it's used to not sin, and then the new map, and the year of what I, oh, we are seeing more now. Up at the start to be honest. Not mine, but His. What did John the Baptist say? That I may decrease, but He may increase. Every believer has a hope. Because what have we in this world? If we should, the Lord Jesus Christ will leave us, we have nothing. But because of Him, we have everything. And then why should I not live for Him? See, but people can think they can be believers and just live for themselves. No, no, it's not true. So what is your attitude towards sin? Are you born again? You have this burning interest after him. Are you willing to give your heart to him? If you are not born again, the only way is to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, when you are for you, I've been sacred, and we saw if you born out of Rebecca Christum. And when they hear, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's the Son of God who was incarnated for the purpose of our salvation. Yes, Christ, he came to this world for our salvation from sin. No, not for our salvation from poverty, from illness. Yes, he healed. Yes, he gave, he provided. But his purpose is to, his name Jesus, he shall save his people from their sin. Not that he shall save his people from their poverty in this world. He will save them from their sin. And that is it. His death on the cross of Calvary was for sin. You see, when God poured all his wrath upon him because he was dying for sinners, it was for sin. Oh, that he did it so that whoever believes in him shall be forgiven of sin and be born again, renewed from the heart and mind, and be given that new nature where this blessed world will be awaited for such a person. So now we go to the Christ, a woman of money. So, you're near Prano Calvary, no? There you went here. So, my body, no, I come back to the name, no, I'm sorry, but if I tell you one year, I tell you. No, I'm sorry, I come back to the name. Your mom, who's that? If I don't, I'll be asking for never, but no, no, no. But until then, we have no access. We are defiled with sin. Those who are defiled, who are not washed in the blood of Christ, have no access to that world to come. It doesn't matter how we have lived, either religious or not. It doesn't matter whether we are the most, greatest atheists of this world, or the most religious person of this world. Until we are washed and changed by the blood of Christ, we cannot have access to God. God is holy. You cannot look upon sin without punishing sin. I move on to my last part. Those who can go to heaven. It's a wonderful truth. I know. You say that, but the last verse is, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. It's a short statement, but it's great. Very wonderful. But they which are written, whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life. So it tells us to be able to go to heaven, to this new world, Jesus must have your name in his record of those he has saved. Have you seen how people, when people trade in, let's say, livestock, okay? But the common thing is what? Keeping the record, and also you'll be bringing new ones and then old ones and those who are marked for selling and all that. You have a record, and also those that are going, you can strike them out. Here we have Lord Jesus for having his record of those he has saved. Again, let me give this illustration. When there's a disaster, and there's not more people or this have come to done a rescue, do they just do a rescue and go? No, they have records of, oh, the number of people who are rescued. Their families, they were there, some are older, some are young, they will tell us. And also, the Lord Jesus Christ came to rescue man. His rescue is a spiritual rescue from sin. And he rescue people and at random people are rescued? No. He has a record of everyone that he has saved. The Lamb Book of Life is a record of all who were once sinners but have received forgiveness by faith in the atoning death of Jesus Christ. John the Baptist, when he saw the Lord Jesus Christ, pointed all to him. He was baptizing people to draw people to the Lord. He said, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. But what are many so-called preachers, prosperous preachers, telling people, behold, the Son of God who will make you rich. Is it not falsehood? Behold, the Lamb of God who will heal all your diseases. Behold, the Lamb of God who will make this world, like a gold. I mean, like he'll give like a tree with gold on it. No, John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, we take away the sin of the world." So that if we were a sinner, come to Him. That's what He's saying. We take away the sin of the world. He takes the punishment for all sinners that comes to Him. No one is rejected. Remember the thief on the cross. He was just in a few minutes to die. When he came to the Lord, he was saved. Yes, Christo, but we asked John the Baptist, oh, yes, Christo. No, Tony, and the Monsieur, no, and I'm going to no, you want to be asked. When I got the Monsieur, I'm going to put German, no, ye, and here to be asked. And I'm going to put German, no, ye, Omani Penyasikania, and Hunyan Davi. Also, no, you want to be asked. He said, one of whom are for the Hosanna of Patrick. Yes, Christo, or by somebody born every we ask it. The Hun is not there anymore, but they are born in the church. There are many also who profess Jesus with their lips. Some is that also. We have to believe Him, yes, but there are many who profess with their lips, but have not believed in Him with their heart. Have you heard of this sinner's prayer? Oh, see after me. They say, "Oh, I've heard of Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner, save me, amen, you are Christian." No. Yes, we pray to God, but we believe. See, many people think they are Christian because they have just said something about Jesus Christ. No. We cannot just say something about Him and we are saved. People like His name, but they hate His holy life. His holy life. Because when we believe in Him, we come under His name, then we might be those who want to submit ourselves to His holy life. He told us, "Learn of me." When we believe, we learn of Christ, His way, His example, His manners. Because only He was able to obey God 100%. So by learning of Him, we are also, though we don't get perfection here, we are also becoming like Him, His image. That's why He told us, His disciples, He are the light of the world. Why? They are reflecting His image. Image of holiness. Image of obedience to God. Image of what? Love to God. That's what He said we should reflect that as a believer. You see, when we come to Christ, when He saves us, He gives us that desire to live a life like Him. We want to be like Him. And He is our example. He is our master. He is our everything. You see? Well, He told us, "If you love me, keep my commandments." So that whoever will not keep His commandments, whatever love you claim to Christ is false. Okay? So that those who indeed will just profess Him and will not want to live His life, they can never be found in the Lamb's Book of Life. He has not saved them. All those He has saved, I've already said about that. He has empowered them to live like Him. He did not just ask us to obey Him without that help He has given us. Only those whose names are recorded in the Lamb Book of Life shall enter into heaven, because He has cleansed them, their sins, by His blood. That's the difference. There are those who are washed. There's a hymn in the format this time. You see, the question: "Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you so?" Yes, something like that. It just asks you, "Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?" It means, are you trusting? Yes, are you trusting in the crucified? They see your hope of salvation. Are you washed? And our washing is when we believe in Him, and He Himself, by His sacrifice on the cross of Calvary, God cancels our sins. God takes away all that we have, life of sin we have sinned against Him, and all His punishment which were piling up, which one day may crush us in hell. God cancels all, takes it away. And we are free before Him. There's no condemnation over us, you see. But there are some people also say that, well, we can never know if our names are in the Lamb Book of Life. So it is useless to think of it. Well, only God knows if I'm saved or not. I'm sure we have heard people like that. If you can say, well, the Bible says, "Be more than good one, then you book me." So, you to me. Whoever thinks this way must know that the Lamb Book of Life is not a random register. It's a book of certainty. It is for those that He has
the sinners that have been saved in Christ, and everyone who is in that book, how he lives, he knows it. If I am saved from sin, I know it. You see, the American said, heaven, yes, Christ, and you book, no, I am from book. And you book what? So we did room grandpa, or no, Nim, and if I didn't see him, David. I am book what? I saw, or we are all children, Nim, the watcher in the hour. You see, I am book what? So we didn't know him. Who's winning? So why? I do a few more, you know your attitude towards sin. You know the love that has come to your heart to God. You know how you want to really live for God and nothing else. Yes, as I said, believers may fall into sin, but then their whole life is to please God. So that even if they fall into sin, they will cry after God for cleansing. They will not well sin and just brush it aside. They will not live a life where they can realize, oh no, I am being disobedient. Yet it's nothing to them. See, they will always want to come to the Lord for Him to cleanse them and make them pure. Are you enrolled in the Lamb's Book of Life? Is your name there? Is your name there? Are you one of those whose names are there? If your name is there, then you are free from the cares of sin. The punishment of sin that God will punish all sinners, you are free from that. So we do there, then Yakupa switch any one no me at one year for us, you are free. You are free. Because you are now living a new life. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Look at what it is said. It's not said merely who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Who live not for the flesh. Who live not for this temporal world, who live not for their own pleasures and tastes, but for what God has taught us in His word. The Spirit is not just sitting there, the Spirit incoming. No, the Spirit is living according to the Scriptures. We cannot live in the Spirit when our life is against the word of God. People nowadays say, well, God spoke to me. And they don't care that that idea is against the word of God. No. When the Lord Jesus Christ was going, he said that when the Spirit comes, He will teach us the truth. And the truth is what is written down for us. You see? So, then to live according to the Spirit is to live according to the Word of God by the help of the Spirit. See? But to live for this temporal life is death. In Romans chapter 8, to be carnally minded is death. You see? To live for this life, then you are heading on to that second death. You see? We shall all die, but then you are going to die where you live and yet live in a state of suffering forever. You see. Is your name enrolled in the Lamb Book of Life? Another question again. For your name to be in the Lamb Book of Life, then it is to be a joint with Christ. You see? That you are in the world to come, that Christ is your brother. You are going to enjoy the glories of God with the Savior. This is amazing. I mean, that mere creature like me, that the Lord of glory will be my what? My friends and everything that I can live with, and then all the glories of God will be mine. So may be I mean be the one who anymore. Then only Christo a year the four. That the Christo new yam never but only never share. See, God has put you in the same. Heaven will be your eternal possession. You live there forever. What honor can be compared to this? In your young bay, and so the question again, are you enrolled in the Lamb Book of Life? You are sure on one more. If you have not, you are not sure of it. The Lord Jesus Christ is ever ready. He's always there. His ears are ever open. And you can call on Him. Confess to Him your sins and ask Him to save you. When the thief was about to die on the cross, always my example, he said, Lord, remember me. After he and the other even make a mockery of our Savior, he said, Lord, see how God is so merciful. Though even this thief was with the other making a mockery of him. But when he turned around and asked, Lord, have mercy, remember me. He said, yes, I remember you. God is not like a man when he says his mercy is greater than our deepest sin. That is true. His mercy is far, far than we can think of. But how many? Because we want to keep us, we're not going to him. But you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, believe on him, repent of sin, and trust in him. He died for needy sinners, he will save you, and then you'll be sure of your path in the world to come. So what do you mean not the money chair? What's our crap people not the red shirt? The new one or woman, the boy for not the money chair war. Unsu benya chefa or if you ask me about him. And no any abrawa a show again. In parable say also be to me ISA. I pray that every one of us who has not done that will also do so, and they will be sure of their part in the world to come.